Hello, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，你们好。
Glad to be here today.
很高兴又来到这里。
That have the opportunity to share with you the word of God.
我再一次有机会跟大家分享神的话语。
And instead of speaking in my accented Chinese as I've been doing for a while,
通常我来是用我有口音的中文跟大家分享。
So today I'll be speaking in my accented English.
今天我是用有口音的英文跟大家分享。
So in the name of equal opportunity, both group would be able to hear my accented speech.
这样子我对中文、英文组都算是公平待遇了。
So the theme for the church in 2022 is to grow and build together.
我们2022年的主题是同辈建造。
Focusing on a healthy development of the body of Christ.
焦点是放在基督身体健全的发展。
And this is the theme of this year, 2023.
那今年2023年的主题呢？
It continues on this idea of development.
是延续着这个发展健全身体的概念。
And as we see from here that this actually comes from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23 and 24.
这个主题是从希伯来文第十章23到24节来的。
Hold fast and stir up.
持定盼望，彼此相顾。
Both terms are come from these two verses.
这两个词都是这两节来的。
And it's a continuation of this idea that we have been developing in 2022.
这是延续着我们一直要注重的一个概念。
But in order for us to fully understand what these two terms mean.
但是若是我们要完全了解这两个词的含义
We have to not only read these two verses
我们不能只看这两节
We will today we'll be looking together from verse 19 to verse 25
我们必须看整段经节就是从19到25节
So I'll first be reading the verses in English and then she'll be reading it in Chinese
那我先从我先读英文的经节然后翻译读中文的经节
Let's read it together.
我们一起读。
Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience,and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for the promise is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as in the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
弟兄们我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过。这幔子就是他的身体，又有一位大祭司治理神的家，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前，也要坚守我们所承认的指望不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉。既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
So we can break these few verses into two sections.
这一段经节我们可以分成两部分，两段。
First 19 to 21 actually is more like a summary.Of what the first 10 chapters are about.
19到21节可以说是之前十章的总结。
It reflects a change between the old sacrificial system in the tabernacles, started in the tabernacle while the Israelites were in the wilderness.
这几节呢，反映了一个转变，就是从以色列人在旷野里面在有会幕的时候他们一种旧的献祭制度
They continue to practice this sacrificial system in the temple of Jerusalem
这个制度一直延续到了耶路撒冷的圣殿里
But this has been transitioned to a new and living way with Christ
但是因为基督的缘故，这个制度被改成了一种新又新又活的方式。
We will focus more on this section today.
那我们今天的焦点就放在这一段。
And the last few verses actually talking about the changes in the life of a believer because of this change.
那之后的那几节呢，就会会注重在讲到这个献祭的改变导致信徒生命的改变。
And I'll be focusing more on that the next time I come.
那我下次再来的时候，我会分享那一部分。
This passage starts with the word therefore.
这一段经文在原文里是由一个 therefore 这个字起头的，也就是说，因此。
So it links back to the ideas that were before this these verses.
表示是之前一部分的结论。
I don't think I'll be able to go through all 10 chapters today.
那当然，我今天不能再花太多时间讲这之前的这十章。
But there are three main ideas in these three verses that I want to focus on about their established ways of worship.
但是今天在这三节里面，这三节经文里面有讲到三个有关于敬拜的很重要因素。
And these are the three things: the holy place, the curtain, a great priest.
这三个要素就是至圣所、幔子和大祭司。
Somehow, the coming of Christ changed the way we understand these three things.
因为基督来了之后，我们对这三样要素的了解就被改变了。
And it granted us the privilege to be in God's presence that was unthinkable for the believers at that time.
同时，这也给了我们一种特权，能够来到神的面前，这是对以前对以色列人来说是不可思议的。
And the writer stated this contrast right at the beginning of this letter to the Hebrews.
作者在希伯来书前面一开始就提到这一个对比。
At the beginning of this book, this is what was written.
在希伯来书刚起头的时候有提到这有这样子写。
First one and first two in chapter one says, long ago, at many times and in many ways.God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, but in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son.
第一节、第二节是这样写的：神既在古时借着众先知多次、多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。
This letter, true to its title, was written to a Jewish audience who were familiar with the traditional Jewish sacrificial system and temple worship.
这个书信呢，就如这个标题一样，希伯来书是针对犹太人写的，他们对于传统的献祭制度和圣殿崇拜非常熟悉。
That system was very clear and quite rigid.
那这个制度呢，很清楚，对于他们来说是非常清楚，但是也很死板。
And they knew that this is what they had to deal with when they interacted with God.
他们知道跟神沟通交通的时候是要照着这个制度而行的。
They were familiar with the Old Testament.
他们对于旧约是非常熟悉的。
They knew that they were unable to be in God's presence on their own because of their sins.
他们知道因为自己的罪的原因，不能够靠自己的力量来到神的面前。
For them, one of the most important days is the Day of Atonement.
对于他们来说，最重要的一个节日是赎罪日。
That day happened once a year.
赎罪日是一年一次的。
That's the day that they had to deal with their sins.
那是给他们赎罪日是给他们能够处理他们罪的一个机会。
The ritual for that day provided them a forgiveness of sins.
赎罪日的仪式让他们能够得到赦免。
And it symbolized a purification of the temple and the community.
同时也象征性的洁净了圣殿和他们的团体。
But that process of forgiveness was not carried out by them at all.
但是这个赦免的这个步骤不是这个过程不是他们个人能够处理的。
The Israel, their high priest, has this very intimidating job of standing in the middle of this situation.
这个很危险的工作是由以色列的大祭司来负责的。
Only the high priest was able to enter the most holy place once a year.
一年一次，只有这个大祭司能够进入至圣所。
They enter with special preparation.
他们进入之前要做好特别的准备。
And extreme caution.
而且要战战兢兢地进入。
It was the most prestigious job.
这是个最崇高的工作。
But it was also a very dangerous job.
但也是一个非常危险的工作。
The high priest was to enter the Holy of Holies to offer atonement for the sins of the nation.
这个大祭司进入至圣所是为了全国的罪而献上献上赎罪祭。
This annual ritual reminded the people that the terrible consequences of sin.
这一个一年一次的仪式也提醒了以色列人罪的后果有多么严重。
As the shed blood of an innocent animal was poured out onto the sacrificial altar.
当这个无辜的动物的血洒在祭坛上的时候。
The shed blood covered the sins of the nation.
这个血就遮盖了全国人的罪。
But this very rigid system of the time was completely transformed by the coming of Christ.
但是这个非常死板的制度因为基督的缘故就完全被改变了。
First, it is no longer that only the high priest could enter the most holy place to be in the presence of God.
首先不再是只有大祭司才可以进入至圣所来到神的面前。
In verse 19 it says, Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus.
首先十九节是说弟兄们我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。
Here, the Chinese translation is better than the English.
在这里中文的翻译比英文的好一点。
It is not any holy places.
这不是说任何的圣所。
But the most holy place as translated in the NIV,or the accurate translation in the Chinese translation.
这是如 NIV 翻译或者是中文翻译里讲的是至圣所最圣洁的地方。
This refers to the place in the tabernacle where only once a year, only the high priest could enter.
这是指的会幕里面只有大祭司可以一年一次进入的地方。
The tabernacle can be divided into three parts.
那会幕可以分成三个部分。
There was the outer court, there was the holy place, and the most holy place, or the holy of holies.
这三个部分是外院院子，然后圣所，还有至圣所。
But in order for us to understand why it's divided this way, we have to understand what is holy.
但是要怎么了解这三个不同的部分呢？我们必须先了解。这个圣这个字的意思。
The idea of holy means to set apart or to be different.
圣这个意思含着分开或是有别于的意思。
God is holy because he is absolutely different.
神之所以为圣是因为他与其他所有的其他之物有别。
He is completely set apart from everything else.
他跟其他所造物是完全分开的
including all the different gods that people worship at that time
包括当时人所敬拜的神跟偶像
He is also completely set apart from sin
神跟罪也是完全分开的
And the tabernacle is the dwelling place for God among his people
那会幕就是神在他的子民里面居住的地方。
As a holy place, it is also completely different from any place on earth.
也因此会幕跟世界上所有的地方都不同，都有分别。
Only the priest could enter the holy place.
只有祭司可以进入圣所。
And only the high priest could enter the most holy place.
只有大祭司可以进入至圣所。
And entering the holy place or the most holy place is not a light matter.
那要进入至圣所是不是随随便便就可以进入的。
In the book of Exodus, this is what it reminds us. It says, Aaron must wear it when he ministers. It's about a bell. The sound of the bells,will be heard when he enters the holy place before the Lord and when he comes out so that he will not die.
出埃及记是这样子描述的亚伦供职的时候要穿着袍子他 他进圣所到耶和华面前，以及出来的时候，袍上的响声必被听见，使他不至于死亡。
The priests, they entered carefully, respectfully, and reverently.
一个祭司要很小心翼翼，敬畏虔诚地进入圣所。
They had to be prepared according to God's instruction.
他们必须先按照神的指示准备好自己。
And looking at this verse, it tells us that there is a possibility that they might die in there.
那这一节也告诉我们，当大祭司进入至圣所的时候，他们有死亡的可能性。
The bell that would create sound signaling the movement of the priest inside, indicating that this priest did not die.
袍子上的铃呢，如果还在响的时候，表示这个祭司大祭司还在活动，还在走动，还没有死亡。
Imagine that picture.
你可以想象吗
？Imagine the sense of like respect that people had as they entered into the presence of God.
你可以想象当时的祭司进入至圣所的时候，心中的那种敬畏的心态。
Christ has changed a lot of this.
基督把这情况改变了很多。
We no longer have to count on the high priest to enter on our behalf.
我们不再需要用借着大祭司代表我们。
We do not have to
殿见神。
We do not have to enter with uncertainty.
我们进入神的我们面对神的时候，不需要心中感觉不安。
We do not have to enter into God's presence in a fixed time and under fixed conditions.
我们也不需要在规定的时间地点面对神。
We can be in God's presence any moment of the day.
我们随时可以来到神的面前。
We have been cleansed within.
我们已经被洁净了。
We have been consecrated.
我们成圣。
And we are made perfect by the sacrifice of Christ.
同时，因为神因为基督的牺牲，我们也已经在神面前无瑕疵了。
And we are to enter into His presence confidently.
所以我们要进入，我们要面对神的时候要有信心，要有坦然，坦然的心态。
This help us to know our place in God.
这让我们能够确信我们在神面前的身份。
That we have access to Him no matter where we are.
我们无论在哪里都可以与他同在。
We can go to God on our good days.
我们可以在高兴的日子。
We could be celebrating special moments in our lives.
当我们庆祝生命里面特别的日子。
Graduation, wedding, birthday, whatever things that bring joy to you.
比如说庆祝毕业、婚礼、生日的时候，我们都可以面对神。
Whenever we are reminded of God's providence in our life to bring us to where we are.
我们可以在那些日子纪念神在我们生命里一路的眷顾。
But also, we go to God on our bad days.
但我们在不太好的日子的时候，我们也可以到神面前。
Heartbreaks, death, failures.
当我们经历伤心、死亡、失败的时候
，We know that God is there, caring for us, listening to us.
我们知道神还是在我们旁边关心我们聆听我们。
We are in His presence as we come to worship in church.
我们来教会崇拜的时候，我们就是来到神的面前。
But we also have access to Him when we are at home, in school, on the subway, wherever we are.
但是我们在家里，在学校里，在地铁上，甚至我们也都可以在神的面前。
And God would pay attention to us. God would listen to us.
神也都会关注我们，会聆听我们。
We do not need to make sacrifice on our own to earn His favor.
我们不需要用祭物来求他接纳。
We simply have to accept the sacrifice that Christ has made for us on the cross.
我们只要接受基督已经在十字架上所献的赎罪祭。
All these would be unfathomable to the Israelites.
这些对当时的以色列人来说是无法想象的。
But unfortunately, while God grants us this full accessibility, we did not respond in kind.
可惜的是，神让我们能够完全的接近他，但 但是我们并没有让神能够完全接近我们。
For some of us, we see the time at church is the only time that we have for God.
也许我们有些人觉得，我们去教会的时间是我们分给神的时间。
Once we leave the door, we live a life that has nothing to do with our faith in Christ.
当我们离开教会的之后呢，我们日常生活好像跟我们的信仰完全就没有关系了。
And there are times that we are challenged by the Holy Spirit in our lives.
有的时候我们在生活中受到圣灵的挑战。
But we simply turn our hearts away and proceed to do whatever we want to do.
但我们在那时候有时候会确实会转离圣灵的提醒。然后做照我们自己的意思而行。
Instead of seeing this privilege of being in the presence of God, we take this privilege for granted.
我们对于这个能够来到神面前的特权相当轻视。
And sometimes even we know that we will be in His presence as we come to church to worship Him.
就算我们知道来敬拜的时候我们会来到神的面前。
We do not prepare our hearts to worship or open our hearts to Him.
我们却不预备我们自己的心，或是对他展开我们的心。
We may see this invitation to be in His house every week as a chore that we have to fulfill as a believer.
也许我们把神邀请我们每个礼拜，来到这里与他交通，与他同在，我们把它当作一个琐事。
And even though we may be in His presence.We allow whatever around us to take our attention away from Him.
就算我们来到他的面前，有的时候我们还是让四周的杂事来分散我们的注意力。
If not by our cell phones, it is by our wandering minds while we are in His presence.
有的时候是也许是我们的手机来分散我们注意力，有的时候只是我们自己不能够专心。
We are supposed to enter into His presence.Confidently.
我们来到神的面前是应该坦然的 来到坦然有信心的来到。
But we enter into His presence sheepishly.
但是我们却胆胆怯怯的来到。
Lazily.
偷懒的来到。
Casually.
随意的来到。
Christ has changed this for us that we can come before Him.
基督改变了这个献祭的制度，所以让我们能够随时来到神的面前。
This gives us freedom.
这给了我们一种自由自在。
But let us not allow that freedom to take away our respect as we are in the presence of God.
但是让我们不要把这个自由当成随意，所以当我们来到神面前的时候，是很随意的来到。
But God does not simply just listen to us.
神不仅仅只是聆听我们。
And just welcome us to be in His presence.
欢迎我们到他的面前。
Here is talk about Jesus as the great priest, the high priest.
这里也提到耶稣是一个治理神的家的大祭司。
Again, the Chinese translation is better here.
再一次，中文的翻译比较准确。
It's not just any priest, a good priest.
不是任何祭司，好的祭司，伟大的祭司，厉害的祭司。
But it is about him being the high priest.
而是大祭司，耶稣是大祭司。
And how is this high priest different from any other high priest?
那耶稣这个大祭司跟其他的大祭司有什么差别呢？
One of the biggest differences is in verses, in chapter 4, verse 15, in verses that we're very familiar with.
最大的差别是在希伯来书第四章里面写到。
Let's read it together.
我们来一起读。
For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive.Mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得怜悯，蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Jesus is not limited like the other high priest.
耶稣跟其他的大祭司一样，不一样，是因为他没有一种限制。
He did not have to cleanse himself because he had never sinned.
他不需要先洁净自己，因为他从来没有犯罪。
He is also not just simply a priest over an earthly temple that ages.
而且他也不是一个在地面上会老旧的一个圣殿的祭司，大祭司。
When I visited many Asian countries, one of the things I always see is there are temples on the street everywhere.
当我去很多亚洲一些国家的时候，我注意到很多城市都有相当多的寺庙。
And people had to go there to make donations to ask the God to do a favor for them.
那人们去寺庙要上香，给香油钱来讨好他们的神。
But unlike these gods.Who appear to simply be high above the heavens?
那这些神呢，有时看起来似乎高高在上。
And whenever they feel like it, they may want to handle the issues of the commoners.
他们要高兴的时候才会来管人间的事情。
But Jesus Himself came to this earth.
但耶稣他却亲自来到世上。
But not only he came to this earth, he came to face the same temptations that we have all faced.
他来世上，是为了要为了面对我们所面对到的试探。
And in many ways, face it in a deeper sense than we have ever faced.
有的时候，他所受的试探比我们所能够感受到的更为深刻。
As we read the gospel.We see that Jesus faced temptation all the way from the power and riches of the world to a complete abandonment by those around him.
在福音书里面，我们可以看见耶稣所受的试探，从世界的权柄和财富，一直到所有他周围人的离弃，都感受到了。
And that includes his heavenly Father.When Jesus took on the sin of mankind on his shoulder on the cross, also abandoned him.
这也包括他在十字架上背负世人罪孽的时候，被父神的离弃。
He faced much stronger temptation than we had ever faced in our lives.
他所面对的试探比我们一生所能够受到的都大。
Whatever we are going through.He knows, he understands.
无论我们的处境是如何，他都了解。
And we see that in his interaction with the people that he had.
我们也可以从他与人们互动的情况里面看见。
He knew how to help those people understand their needs in their lives.
他能够帮助人了解，他们生命中真正的需要。
And their needs.Can only be fulfilled by him.
那些需要只能由他亲自来满足。
He used the analogy of living water to help the Samaritan woman by the well to know what her needs truly are.
比如说，他用活水的比喻来帮助撒玛利亚女子来了解她自己真正的需要。
It wasn't the relationship with the husband that she thought she needed.
这个女子需要的并不是她所想的，是跟丈夫的关系。
He pointed out to the rich young man his unwillingness to give up everything that he need to have treasures in heaven.
他也对年轻的财主指出，他的一种心态，就是他不愿意放弃世上的一切来得到天上的财富。
Somehow he knew the deepest needs inside them.
他总是知道他们。心里真正的需要。
And he knows the deepest needs inside us.
他也知道我们心里真正的需要。
One of the things that we have learned the past few years is that life is uncertain.
这几年来我们可以看见生命是多么不可预测的。
Of course, in theory we knew about that before the pandemic.
当然理论上来说我们其实早就知道这件事实。
Accident happens, unexpected things happen.
随时都会有意外，天灾人祸。
And we read about it in the news.
我们在新闻上也常常读到。
But these past few years, it helped us to know that it can happen to any of us at any time.
但这几年让我们真正体验到这些意外是随时 可以发生在我们任何人的身上。
And I see that more and more people started to talk about what's the meaning of life, what's the purpose, because they knew that life could end anytime.
我也看到现在更多的人去思考生命的意义，因为他们发现意外随时都可以发生。
We knew that there, so it forced us to think about what's the meaning of all this.
这也让我们更深刻的思考生命的意义是什么。
There was a Christian document called the Heidelberg Catechism.
有一个基督教的文献叫做海德堡要理问答。
It was a well-accepted document in the Christian world that answers many of life questions using the Bible.
这是基督教里面一个用圣经来解答生命中疑问的文献。
And today I just want to share with you the first two questions and the first two answers that it has.
我今天想跟大家分享其中的头两个问题。
All of the answers are from the Bible.
那他所给的所有的答案都是圣经里面来的。
And as we read it together, I want us to think about what these answers mean to us.
当我们一起读这两个 问答的时候，我希望大家能够思考这个答案对我们有什么意义。
So the first question is, what is your only comfort in life and death?
第一个问题是，你无论是生是死，唯一的安慰是什么？
Within the past few years, we have to face the issue of life and death.
这过去几年，我们要面对生死这个问题 更长的面对生死的问题。
And here it tells us what is the only comfort in life and death.
这里呢，这个回答告诉我们唯一的安慰是什么。
Let's read the answers together.
来，我们一起读这个答案。
That I am not my own, but belong with body and soul, both in life and in death, to my faithful Savior Jesus Christ.He has fully paid for all my sins with his precious blood and has set me free from all the power of the devil. He also preserves me in such a way that without the will of my heavenly Father, not a hair can fall from my head. Indeed, all things must work together for my salvation. Therefore, by his Holy Spirit, he also assures me of eternal life.And makes me heartily willing and ready from now on to live for him.
我无论是生是死，身体灵魂皆非己有，而是属于我信实的救主耶稣基督。他用宝血完全补偿了我一切的罪债，并且救我脱离了魔鬼的一切权势。因此，他保守我。若非天父允许，我的头发一根也不会掉下。他叫万事互相效力，使我得救。故此，他借圣灵也使我有永生的确信，并且使我从此以后甘心乐意地为他而活。
This helped us to see that from the moment that we were created, we have a sense of belonging.
这让我们了解，就在我们最创造的时候，我们就有一种归属感。
That we belong.To our Savior Jesus Christ.
我们是属于我们的救主耶稣基督的。
And while we are here on earth,
而且我们在世上的时候，
nothing happens randomly.
没有什么是没有发生的事，所有发生的事情没有一样是意外的。
Not even a hair can fall from my head.
一根头发也不会意外的掉下来。
So as you get older, you know that your hair fall a lot faster.
所以你们大家知道，当我们年纪增长，头发会掉得比较快。
But God knows it's okay.
但是神是知道的，这是没问题的。
And also, at the end, that God would assure us of eternal life.
同时在最生命最后的最终的时候，神已经保障我们有永恒的生命。
Before.Now, future.
过去、现在、未来。
God is there with us every step.
神在每一步都与我们同在。
When you face life uncertainty, this is the comfort.
当我们面对 生命的不稳定的时候，这是一个很安慰的一个认知。
And as a matter of fact, this is the only comfort that we can have in life.
这也是我们生命上唯一的安慰。
Now let's take a look at the second question.
现在我们来看第二个问题。
The second question is, what do you need to know in order to live and die in the joy of this comfort?
第二个问题是，你无论是生是死，要享有这种安慰，有多少事情必须知道呢？
Let's read the answers together.
我们来一起读答案。
First, how great my sins and misery are. Second, how I am delivered from all my sins and misery. Third, how I am to be thankful to God for such deliverance.
有三件事。第一，我的罪恶和愁苦有多大？第二，我当怎样从自己一切罪恶和愁苦中得拯救？第三，我当怎样为这样的拯救感谢上帝？
This is about the idea of delivery.
这是关于拯救的问题。
Is we are being delivered from one place to another.
我们是从一个地方被拯救到另外一个地方。
Do we understand the sin and miseries that we face in our lives?
我们真的了解我们生命中的罪恶和愁苦吗？
We see the misery when we see the loss of our loved ones.
当我们亲爱的人离开我们的时候，我们了解那个愁苦。
We see the misery in the uncertainty of the world that we are in.
我们看见世界的不安，我们也了解这个愁苦。
And we see the power of sins as we struggle with our lives, with our desires.
然后我们在生活中跟我们的罪恶挣扎的时候，我们也了解这个罪恶。
But we can be delivered from this.
但我们可以从这个情况里面被拯救。
These questions are no longer theological.
这些问题已经不再是神学上的问题了。
These become very practical because this matter of life and death is very close to home now.
这是非常实际的问题，是有关生死的问题。
Do we see the work of Christ provide answers to these questions?
我们看得见基督的工作，来给我们这些解答吗？
Do we see that as we face our own darkness in our lives, that Christ is the answer?
当我们面对我们自己内心黑暗的时候，我们可以看见基督是我们的答案吗？
This is the testimony of a lady by the name of Carla Faye Tucker.
有一位女士叫做 Carla Faye Tucker， 她给了一个见证。
She was a death row inmate in Texas for killing two people during an apartment break-in.
她在盗窃的时候用锄头杀死了两个人，所以在德州是一个死刑犯。
As she was there in prison,
她在监狱里的时候
she got a chance to attend a puppet show by a group called Teen Challenge.
有一群青少年团体去监狱办了一个木偶戏
And after that, she decided to grab a Bible and started reading it in her own cell.
她看了那表演之后，决定找一本圣经来开始看圣经
She was in a desperate place.
他那时候的处境是非常困难的。
She was being sentenced to death.
他已经判了死刑。
She felt that her life was hopeless.
他觉得生命已经没有希望了。
But as she read the Bible, she came to learn about Jesus.
但是他在读经的时候，他开始认识了耶稣。
She came to accept Jesus as her Lord and Savior.
他也接受了耶稣为他的救主。
And as she faced execution in her life,
虽然她要面对死刑
this is how she described where she is at after she has accepted Christ.
但她接受了耶稣之后，她可以如此地描述她的生命。
She said, "The most amazing things that I heard about Jesus and forgiveness, and I felt such a warm, loving feeling that drew me to Him."
我听到了这个非常。奇特的故事，关于耶稣的赦免，然后我就感觉到一股温暖的爱的感觉影响包围着我。
I knew I had done something terrible.
我知道我做了非常坏的事。
I didn't think that God could forgive me.
我不觉得神能够赦免我。
I didn't think that He could even love me.
我也不觉得神可以爱我。
The day that I received Jesus.
但我接受了耶稣。
In a real simple sort of way, he made a difference in my life.
在一个很平淡的感觉方式里，他就在我的生命里带来很大的改变。
I can't even explain.
我也很难解释的。
He made a difference in how you feel about things.
他改变你对事情的看法和感觉。
You can always overcome anything when you have Jesus to help you.
当你有耶稣帮助你的时候，你什么都可以克服。
I know that now.
我现在明白了。
I wish I could divide myself in a million pieces and go tell the whole world about him.
我真希望我自己可以分成一百万块，然后到世界各地传讲耶稣。
This is how much Jesus understands us.
这就是耶稣多么了解我们。
This is also how much we need Jesus.
这也是我们多么需要耶稣。
As Carla was facing execution,
虽然 Carla 面对死亡，
Jesus knew exactly what she needed and gave that to comfort her.
耶稣了解她真正的需要，然后也按照她的需要来安慰她。
Are we able to see the same powerful God in our lives?
我们能够看见这个有权有力的神在我们的生命中吗？
Does our relationship with God help us answer the life tough questions?
我们跟神的关系能不能够帮助我们解答生命中一些很困难的问题？
Do we even believe that Jesus understands how we feel where we are?
我们真正相信耶稣了解我们的心和我们的处境吗？
Finally,Let's take a look at the last thing that Jesus changed.
最后我们来看耶稣改变的另外一件事情。
In verse 20 it says, By the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is through his flesh.
第二十节说，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
Do we know what that curtain is?
我们知道这幔子是什么吗？
During Jesus, when Jesus was on the cross, this is what it says in Matthew 27.
当耶稣在十字架的时候，马太福音二十七章五十节是这样说的。
It says, And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook, and the rocks.
耶稣又大声喊叫，气就断了。忽然，殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半，地也震动，磐石也崩裂。
This was the curtain in the Jerusalem temple that separated the Holy of Holies from the rest of the temple.
这个幔子的功用是在圣殿里面将至圣所跟圣殿其他的部分分开的。
This veil signifies the sin that separated people from God.
这个幔子就代表了我们的罪，这个让我们跟神分开的罪。
Have you ever thought about it? A veil, it's kind of like seems like it's easy to get past.
你有没有想过，一个幔子好像很容易通过的
？But look at our own lives. Is it easy?
但是当我们看看自己的生命的时候，这真的是容易吗？
Time and again, we know how weak we are.
我们很常常被提醒我们是多么软弱的。
We know that there are temptations all around us.
我们知道四周都有试探诱惑。
Think about the last time that you knew you're not supposed to do something, but you ended up doing it.
你有没有想到，比如说你上次你明明知道不该做某件事，但最后还是去做了。
I think most of us could remember that was not that long ago.
我想对于我们大部分人来说，都不是太久之前的事。
I don't think any one of us could say that. Oh, I've never had that experience in my life.
我相信没有人能说我从来没有这种经验。
That veil appeared to be oh, just a veil to go past.
这幔子看起来只是一个布帘，很容易经过的。
You can say that it only takes a decision on our part to not do it.
你可以说这个幔子 也许我们只要做个决定就可以经过的。
But we all know how difficult and how impossible it is.
但我们都知道要做这个决定是多么困难，甚至不可能的。
We sin repeatedly.
我们不断地犯罪。
And we commit the same sin over and over again.
而且常常犯的是同样的罪。
Sometimes we think that, oh, all it takes would be for us to turn our head away from seeing these inappropriate things.
也许有的时候我们想，哦，我们只要有些不该看的东西，我们头转开不看就可以了。
Or to just stop ourselves from saying the word, I shouldn't say it, I shouldn't say it.
或者是有些话我们不该说出口的，我们说，我们就一直想说不要说就好了。
And next thing you know, you said the word, you actually said the worst word than what you intended to say.
但是，忽然我们就不能控制的就把。不该讲的话就说出来的，有时候比心里想的还更糟糕。
Sometimes you saw the hurt on the face of the people that you said these words to.
有时我们会看到那些被我们话语伤害的人的脸。
We understand the divide between us and God is so great because of the sins that we have.
我们了解，因为罪的缘故，我们跟神的隔阂是有多大。
But the death of Christ tore this veil into two.
但是基督的死把这个隔阂完全灭除了。
Totally destroying the barriers between us and God.
毁灭了这个神与人之间的障碍。
Entering into the presence of God is an impossible task through our own effort.
要以我们一己之力要到神的面前是不可能的。
That was difficult. That was impossible.
不光是困难，基本是不可能的。
But yet, because of Christ, it is now possible simply by putting our trust in Him.
现在因为基督的缘故，我们只要信靠他，这就是可能的了。
Through Christ's action, we no longer have to go to the tabernacle to be in His presence.
因为基督的作为，我们就不需要到至圣所才能够面对神。
God is now accessible to us at all times.
现在神，我们随时都可以到神的面前。
This barrier between God and man was removed.
神与人之间的障碍已经被除去。
So now we can approach God, not just approach Him, but approach Him with confidence.
我们现在不单是可以到神的面前，我们可以坦然无畏地到神的面前。
And we are here to testify to one another that truth.
那我们现在在一起的时候，我们要对这件事实而彼此见证。
Every week when we gather here during the breaking bread meeting,
每一周当我们在一起拨饼的时候
，we hear the prayers that were uttered.
我们听到弟兄姐妹线上的祷告。
I know sometimes in combined meeting you may not understand what the prayers was about.
我知道在当中英文一起。一起聚会的时候，有的时候不一定听得懂对方的祷告。
But you can still hear the tone of the prayer.
但是你还是听得到那个祷告的语调。
Time and again, I hear a prayer of intimacy.
我常常听到非常亲密的祷告。
This is our privilege to be here.
这是我们的特权，我们能够来到神面前的特权。
Every week, we have this privilege to be breaking bread together as one.
每周我们都有这个特权来到一起，作为一个教会来到神的面前。
May we give thanks for the work of God, Christ, that He has done to allow us to be in His presence.
让我们一起感谢神，因为他的工作，让我们能够到他的面前。
And as we come before Him.May we also know that whatever we are facing, He understands.
让我们当我们在一起的时候，让我们也了解，无论我们的处境是如何，神是了解的。
And that we will trust in the complete work of Christ on the cross.
我们也可以相信神在十字架上完全的工作。
That the veil has been torn.
幔子已经被裂开了。
That we are in His presence.As one body.
我们就是在他的面前，而且是一体的在他面前。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our dear gracious Heavenly Father.
亲爱的天父。
We give thanks for the work that you have done on the cross for us.
我们感谢你在十字架上所做的工。
That we can enter in your presence with confidence.
让我们能够坦然地来到你的面前。
We ask for your forgiveness for times that we take this privilege lightly.
因为我们有时轻视这个特权，我们求你的赦免。
And as we break bread together, may we open our hearts to you.
当我们一起擘饼的时候，让我们敞开我们的心。
May we give praises and all glory to you.
让我们献上所有的赞美和荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.